Chapter 37. I rode in the dark, keeping the wind in my face. The rain had stopped and only came occasionally in gusts. It was very dark, and the wind was cold. I could see Catherine in the stern, but I could not see the water where the blades of the oars dipped. The oars were long, and there were no leathers to keep them from slipping out. I pulled, raised, leaned forward, found the water, dipped and pulled, rowing as easily as I could. I did not feather the oars because the wind was with us. I knew my hands would blister and I wanted to delay it as long as I could. The boat was light and rowed easily. I pulled it along in the dark water. I could not see and hoped we would soon come opposite Pallanza. We never saw Pallanza. The wind was blowing up the lake and we passed the point that hides Pallanza in the dark and never saw the lights. When we finally saw some lights much further up the lake and close to the shore, it was Intra. But for a long time we did not see any lights, nor did we see the shore, but rowed steadily in the dark, riding with the waves. Sometimes I missed the water with the oars in the dark as a wave lifted the boat. It was quite rough, but I kept on rowing until suddenly we were close ashore against a point of rock that rose beside us, the waves striking against it, rushing high up, then falling back. I pulled hard on the right oar and backed water with the other, and we went out into the lake again. The point was out of sight, and we were going on up the lake. "We're across the lake," I said to Catherine. "Weren't we going to see Pallanza?" "We've missed it." "How are you, darling?"
"I'm fine."
"I could take the oars a while."
"No, I'm fine."
"Poor Ferguson," Catherine said. "In the morning she'll come to the hotel and find we're gone."
"I'm not worrying so much about that," I said, "as about getting into the Swiss part of the lake before it's daylight and the custom guards see us."
"Is it a long way?"
"It's some 30 kilometers from here."